बता रहा हूँ, मैंने साधना
when I was studying. In the second year, Shankaracharya Ji gave me sadhana. After that, I kept doing sadhana and attended Dharma Chakra. Months later, Baba came to Delhi on March 17, 1965. That day was the day of Julian Holi. So we garland Baba at the airport. After that, Baba was staying in Shashi Ranjan MP's house in Delhi, where we had personal contact. So when my turn came, I went to Baba. I bowed down to Baba. Baba said, "Get up." Then Baba asked, "What is your name?" I said, "Baba, Suresh Baba." I said, "Suresh Surandam, Suresh, God of Gods." Then later asked, "Who is your Acharya?" I said, "Acharya Shankaraji." "Where have you come from?" "Baba, I am from Bharatpura district." Then Baba closed his eyes for a moment and after that told me some of my personal mistakes and said, "You will not make these mistakes in future. Don't repeat in this way." He gave me instructions. He loved me, and after that he said that he has blessed me. I asked, "Baba, what is this sin? How will the sin be eradicated?" Then Baba said, "Look, sir, do a lot of sadhana. Do service and promote Anand Marg a lot. Bring people on the right path so that their futures become bright." It was my first personal contact from there. After that, my sadhana went well. There was no problem in any way. And my breathing continued continuously while chanting the Ishta Mantra. I used to keep walking with Baba. I used to keep walking around while eating, even while studying. I used to keep walking inside. Then I got very inclined towards Baba, and a question came in my mind. Should I become a sadhu? I had not told anyone whether I should become a sadhu or live a family life. So Baba had come to Jaipur, Delhi, once in 1966, and had stayed in Mangala V House. Baba was in the room on the first floor in the hall, and we were in the hall below. So after finishing the puja, I woke up when Baba's PA came, and he said that Suresh has come from Lani. Baba is calling him. It was around 9:30 in the morning. I reached Baba's place. "Thank you" in the room. And after that, Baba asked, "What do you want?" Then before I could answer, Baba further said, "Whether you became a whole time or live a famine life, I have no objection." Then he asked me my past, started telling me about my past life. "You were these, you were that, and in my previous life, you left the priest and your wife and went to become a monk. At that time, you could not attain salvation. Now you are this. If you do service one more time, it will be better for you. You become a whole-timer." Then after that, Baba asked me to do pranam. I did it while doing pranam. Then Baba asked, "Whose body is this?" "Yes, Baba." "Whose mind is this?" "Whose mind is yours?" "Yes, Baba." "Whose soul is this of yours?" Baba made me stand straight in front of him and asked, and then he touched my four fingers from the bottom of to the top of my glands. First, he touched the Swadhisthana chakra. First, he touched the Muladhara chakra, then Swadhisthana, then Manipura, then Anahat, Vishuddha, then Agya chakra, and after that, Saraswara chakra. Then Baba asked me to turn towards the back, and in the same way, Baba touched the chakras from bottom to top and the backside with his fingers. So in this way, Baba purified my chakras and gave strength to them, removing the dust. After that, Baba made me sit in his lap, love him, and said, "Do you want to see your past life?" I couldn't get it out of my mouth. "No." Baba said that, "Yes, it is not good to see your past life. It creates dual personality." Then Baba said that after completing your engineering, come to become a whole-timer. I thanked Baba and came out. This is my second personal contact. Thank you very much for what Baba gave us.